This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The train track that had a broken rail and likely caused a derailment near Pueblo was inspected the same day as the accident. That's according to BNSF, the freight railway company that's responsible for the train and tracks. Federal investigators say the broken rail occurred prior to the bridge collapse on I-25 that killed a semi-truck driver. Although actual ownership of the structure is still unclear, BNSF is responsible for inspecting, maintaining, and replacing the bridge. Colorado's getting a federal tech hub designation. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains what it means for the state.
Elevate Quantum is a consortium that aims to make the state a leading hub for quantum information. It's expected to receive a tech hub grant, according to a source briefed by the Commerce Department. The grant is just the first step to getting a slice of the $10 billion authorized by the CHIPS Act to encourage investment in new technologies. It had the support of state leaders who say it could take Colorado and the quantum industry to the next level. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The teenage girl that authorities say fired into a crowd outside a Denver bar last month has been arrested in California. She's being held on several charges, including attempted murder. Five people were injured in the shooting on Market Street, but they all survived. Well, yesterday's heat broke records in Denver. Hottest day since 1950 on that day. Much more is ahead. Stay with us.